didn't even try. You're a wet cigarette, you're always second best. They're never gonna give a shit about anybody but themselves. So you fight for them to realize there's more to life, there's more to you, there's more than meets the eye. And when you're done, the battle's been won. You sit back, you smile, and this is what you hum
You try to get by. You're never gonna pull it off, you shouldn't even try. You're a wet cigarette, you're always second best. And they're never gonna give a shit about anybody but themselves. You fight for them to realize there's more to life, there's more to you, there's more than meets the eye. But when you're done, your battle's been won. You sit back, you smile, and this is what you hum your heart. Years go by, the time it does fly. Every single second is a moment in time. The past is so quick, and it seems like a thing. But when you're looking back, what it amounts to everything. Well, I got myself, I got my friends, I got my little family, but that's not where it ends. This one goes out to you, goes out to everyone. It's in the name of honesty, cause life has just begun. Look around, little brother, can you tell me what you see? You're a big boy now, so take responsibility. You never had it hard, well now it's getting tough. So you whine, and you say you've had enough. You say I'm full of shit, that I'm a hypocrite. I shouldn't talk when I can't take the advice that I give. Well maybe you're right, but open your eyes. The main difference here is that I try.
Because that is what I thought was happening. Sounds like I have it wrong.
Yeah, you got it wrong. Wink, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's when a CD is re-released untouched, sonically, with a new cover, and maybe a live video, and kids are duped into buying this new edition of something they already have. I was upset when I was told you guys were going to do this for Keysby, so I offered to re-record it, because I've always thought it sounded like pure garbage, sound-wise. musicians to record, so we used some of our own money and took our time with this one. I'll tell you right now, we have no intent on hiding our intentions. We wanted to prevent the re-release of Keys Be Untouched as well as get the record to sound how it should have sounded originally. For that we sacrificed months of our time and our money, and now we feel what we have is worth paying for. Although, truth be told, I don't care if a single record is sold, as it is old music, and kids have a right to know what it is, and to decide whether or not they'll pay for you. Do I think it's worth $13? Yes, very much so, but that's my opinion. What other people decide, that's their own opinion. We're going to keep doing what we do whether or not a single record is sold. We're going to keep doing what we do whether or not a single record is sold. We're going to keep doing what we do whether or not a single record is sold. We're going to keep doing what we do whether or not a single record is sold. We're going to keep doing what we do whether or not a single record is sold. We're going to keep doing what we do whether or not a single record is sold.
Wow, okay. First time I have heard it said that this is the same songs. Every time you are asked, you skirt that issue.
Whatever you want to call it, it'll piss people off. And that, at the end of the day, is all that really matters. As my good friend Raleigh says, you are indeed a cassette, and unfortunately, you just don't get it. Peace out, bitches.